Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
Oh, good. You're back. Okay, it's been a while. How's life? Good. Don't answer that question. We don't have time to waste with small talk and the bullshit. So let's just get right into it, huh?
Open the door, Ivan.
What is that?
It looks like a person inside a high-tech coffin thing.
Oh my god. It's Lark.
Who is Mark?
Lark with an L. He's my man on the inside.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, you and me both.
You're just gonna stand there all day and stare at my body, or...
You're... real?
Looks like it, huh?
How is this your man on the inside? He's unconscious.
Great question. Lark, you care to answer that?
Dr. Bell's gonna tear this place apart looking for us. You need to wake me up. We need to get moving.
Okay, yeah. So, how do we do that exactly?
On the wall, the panel.
What panel? This panel?
Mm-hmm. Push it.
Okay, all right, I'm pushing it.
I'm probably going to be very weak. Haven't used my legs in a long time. That's why we need a stringer. I'm waking up now. See you soon.
Lark?
What happened?
Oh my God, he's gone. I mean, the imaginary Lark is gone. He's out of my head. He just vanished. Here. Help me pull out these tubes.
Patient stabilizing.
He doesn't look very stable.
Stringer, I'm gonna need you to carry Lark. Stringer, where?
No one has fed them in days.
What?
These fish.
Where'd you get a fish tank?
In the room across the hall.
Just put that back, okay? We have a lot to do here.
They are being held captive, just like us. The fish come, or I stay.
We're not taking an aquarium on our escape.
Then you are not taking me.
Great. Problem solved.
Okay, fine. Just take the fish, but help us carry Lark.
How will I hold the fish tank if I am carrying this frail man?
Eli, can you just take the fish tank, please? Thank you.
I love fish.
Hold it tight. These aquatic beings are very sensitive.
Oh my god. Stringer, you have to help me with Lark.
His eyes are opening.
Ivan, nice to officially meet you in person. Nice to meet the rest of you guys as well.
Oh my god, Lark. Wow. No offense, but you could use, like, several months of showers.
I could use a lot of things. Thought I'd be asleep for the rest of my life. Thanks for getting me out of there. Okay, let's move.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell us what the hell's going on.
Yeah, actually, I agree, because my head is exploding right now.
I was, in a medically induced coma for the last few years.
Why'd they do that to you?
Well, I have this thing. I can leave my body sometimes. That's how you've been able to see me.
Like astral projection?
Yeah. Like astral projection.
Okay, so you're... Wait. This whole time, I've been completely sane talking to you because you're real. You're a real human being. You're not a delusion. You're actually a person who lives on the planet Earth. And just to make sure, I want to make sure everybody can look over. You guys can see this man in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so unbelievably. I can't even tell you how good this.
Wait, hold on. This entire time you let me think I was seeing things?
To be fair, how would I have explained this? Hey, Ivan, I'm in a coma and I'm projecting myself into your head using abilities acquired in a top secret program. Do you want to be my best friend and plan an escape?
Yeah, I got it. I see your point, okay? But this would have been a lot easier if you just told me.
Also, if Dr. Bell found out that I could still use my abilities, then what? Huh? I'd be dead, and we wouldn't be here now.
Maybe she put you under because you're dangerous and can't be trusted.
We're all dangerous, but we don't belong here. Ravenholm is a facade, a place for their broken experiments.
I'm having one real issue. I can't wrap my head around Lark. Why me?
Back when you first became a subject, Project Aperture ran experiments, looking to see what kind of innate abilities you had. Someone unlocked a door in your mind and forgot to close it. That's how I got in. We're connected, you and I.
Initiating sleep mode.
Eli, God damn it, don't touch anything. Why aren't you watching him?
I am not his babysitter.
The little lights are blinking. And also, Bravo Team says they're moving to a secure location.
Hey, guys, I'd love to stay here all day and chat, but we're kind of in the middle of an escape.
Well, this whole thing feels sketched to me. For the record, I don't trust you.
Well, you know what? He got us this far, so maybe we owe him a little bit of trust. What do you think?
You try anything? I'll kill you myself.
Understood.
Okay, Stringer, I just get his arms. Up we go. Oh, God.
My muscles have atrophied. Can't really use my legs.
You look gaunt, too. And, I'm not a dermatologist, but it looks like you're rocking some pretty serious eczema.
Well, I'll get it looked at.
I will carry this strange man. Comfortable?
Not exactly.
Okay. Real Lark. Where to?
Okay, back out in the corridor. Hang two lefts. You'll find an exit.
Okay, so Stringer, you got Lark. Eli, just carry the fish or whatever. And Penny, you're with me on security, okay? Ready? Let's move.
I named all the fishies. Vance, Enrique, Beatrice, Destiny. The little one is Tiny Tim. Isn't he cute? They're from Portugal. Just here on vacation.
Oh, God, Eli, come on.
Wardrobe Station, level one, clear.
Continue sweeping the area, over.
It's clear. Okay, let's go. Keep up, this way.
This way, yeah, go left. Take another left, right here, take a left.
I see a door.
That's the door.
Target's located.
Look out!
My hand!
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's hard to shoot with a broken wrist, isn't it? Kneecap. Neck. And I will take the gun. Just out of curiosity, how does this button here work? Oh. God, I'm sorry about that. Don't worry, guys. Took care of it.
Well, it seemed like you had it under control.
I was also occupied carrying this frail man.
I'm not that frail. And if they didn't know we were here before, they do now. Come on, let's go. We gotta keep moving.
Okay, this way. We're outside.
What is this strange place? It is like a city or something.
It's an entire research facility. You're looking at one of the world's best-kept secrets.
Who runs all of this?
That's what I'd like to know.
Move! Where's the boat? You said there was going to be a boat!
Just run! Stay out of the light!
I'm losing a lot of fish water here. Hey, man. Hey, Tim. Hey, Lonzo, okay?
Infrared coming online now. Possible targets heading into the South Woods.
Circle back around.
Get below the
trees so they can't see us. Get down, get down, get down.
Eli, Eli, get down, Eli, get down.
Someone grab him, grab Eli.
I don't want to worry anyone, but there is a large pack of chupacabras looking at us over there.
What did he say?
God, he's tripping balls. I have no idea. He's tripping balls.
Anything?
Negative, ma'am. Bio feed is clean.
Dr. Bell, we have a fifth missing patient. It's Lark.
How many teams do we have on the ground?
We have 30 heavily armed soldiers down there.
Against Lark, you're gonna need more than 30 men.
The Salo Actual. Requesting Echo and Bravo stats, grid zone designation 17TCX7709.
Hey, soldier, you see someone down there, you shoot. Don't hesitate.
Water. I hear water.
It's just the fish tank.
No. I hear two. Shh. Listen, everyone, quiet.
This way. Come on.
Oh, wow. The ocean.
No, it's a river.
Did you doubt me?
Not even for a second. Honestly, there was maybe a total of a few hours that I thought you were, you know, the dumbest person on planet Earth. Okay, I can't deny that. We both know.
Now we can send the fishies back home.
Those are not river fish. They are sensitive indoor fish. They will be eaten alive out there.
Okay, now we need to find a boat.
Okay, all right, yeah. Where's Penny?
Penny? She was just here.
Escape Squad!
I guess we found Penny and the boat.
God, that's not a boat, Mark. It's like an Oregon Trail raft with a motor.
Yeah, well, I was hoping for something a little more yacht-like myself, but we don't have a ton of options.
Why are you guys just standing there?
Help me get this frail thing into the boat.
For the last time, my name is Lark.
Help me get frail Lark into the boat.
Hi. Everybody in?
I'm not.
Yeah, yes you are, Eli. You're in the middle, okay? You're in the safest spot.
Are you sure?
Yes. You're right next to me.
Oh, good. I couldn't tell.
God, Jesus.
Hang on back there.
We did it. We're all free. We did it. We broke out. We did it.
We've got company.
They appear to be shooting at us.
Yes, I can see that. Thank you. God, this is going so bad. It's going so well.
Tell me something I don't know, okay?
Everyone is a little on edge. I will meditate on a safe and healthy outlet for us all.
Can someone do something like shoot back?
On it. Oh, shit, I'm out. Okay, now you gotta go faster. You gotta pull the choke or something.
Shut up with the backseat boating.
Hello, Lark. It's been a while. This ends now. Stop the phone, or I will hesitate to kill every last one of you.
She would not actually do that, would she?
We are trying to escape.
I have a clean shot.
Take him out.
What the hell is happening?
Lark! Hey, Lark! Lark, wake up, Lark! He's not responding.
His eyes are rolled back into his head. He appears to be having a seizure of sorts.
We're spiraling! Pull back!
Hang on!
Come on. Hey. Oh, God, good. Hey. Hey, there you are. Hey, see, go easy. Your eyes went all weird and you just stopped responding. You okay?
Just a little motion sickness from being in that chopper.
Being in the chopper? That was you?
Remember, I can kind of leave my body.
Wow. Shit, man. Wow, you just Jedi mind tricked the hell out of that thing. That was some straight up Yoda shit.
Chatterbox stuff. Echo team upriver holding position.
Of course they're waiting for us. Keep your heads down.
I see a bridge ahead.
Okay, kill the motor. Start the
They can't see us. We can step past them. We're getting close. Everyone, shh. Cover Eli's mouth with pleasure. They're right above us.
This is Echo Leader. Negative on targets.
Copy. Bravo moving to Halo actual crash site. Maintain bridge. Over.
Copy. Holding position.
I think we're clear. For now.
I'm removing my hand from your tiny mouth.
Your hands smell like fish.
Do not bite me.
Think we should keep the motor off for a while, just until we know we're in the clear.
Guys, we Shawshanked it. We did it. We're free. We're free.
That was so much fun, guys. Can we do it again? This time someone else eats the spaghetti.
Stringer? Are you crying?
No. My eyes are wet because I am happy we completed Operation Seabiscuit.
I thought we ditched that stupid name.
All right, Lark. You still got a lot of explaining to do. For one, how about you just, like, run me through the basics of how you took down that helicopter, huh?
You were part of a program that turned you into a deadly weapon. I was part of a program that turned my mind into one. Each of us has certain exaggerated qualities. There's more to you, Ivan, than you even know.
What if I'm not who you think I am?
What if you are?
So what's our next move?
I'm not so worried about what our next move is. I'm more worried about what theirs is going to be. Ravenholm was just the tip of the iceberg. We need to find out how deep this goes.
Dr. Bell! Ma'am, can you hear us? Ma'am!
Ribs are broken, possible head trauma. We need to run a CT.
Rich.
Ma'am, you're okay. We're gonna take good care of you.
Rich.
She's trying to say something.
Rich.
What'd she say? Ma'am, can you repeat that?
Activate. The White Witch.
Access granted.
This one's a real freak. Heard she ripped her own eyes out.
Come on.
Input key card.
I guess she said it made her see better.
Clear. Facial authentication in progress.
Like I said, real freak this one.
Authentication complete. Stand by.
There she is.
Initiating wake-up procedure.
Might take a minute. This one's been in sleeping beauty mode for a while.
Not much of a beauty, if you ask me. Getting some neurological activity. Response to stimuli.
Jesus. Look at her eyes. Let's just do this quickly and get out of here, huh?
But her hand is moving.
Read her the command prompt.
Let go of him. Help! She's killing him! Carousel 7, yellow, poppy, tigrid, sanctimony, parasitic, crowd!
Inform Dr. Bell. The White Witch is awake and awaiting orders.
It's so peaceful out here. I haven't seen the stars in forever.
Oh, God, you know what? You're right. Me neither.
Now that you're free, what are you going to do?
Find out who I am. Who I really am. My adopted parents owe me some answers. How about you?
Well, I guess I'm going to go see about a girl.
Did you just Goodwill Hunting me?
Yep, I sure did.
Well, she's a lucky girl, whoever she is.
And trust me, I'm the lucky one.
Eli has fallen asleep on me, like a small child. My arm is numb, and I do not know what to do.
I think he likes you. I really do. I think you guys look kind of cute together, actually.
I have a deep longing to smother him right now while he sleeps. It is taking a lot of positive self-talk not to do so.
Probably best not to kill anyone while we're all stuck on a little boat together.
And yet, he is like family to me now. I've lost my family, but now I have all of you.
You have a pretty messed up view of what family is.
He's right. We are like a family. We're a weird, dysfunctional, messed up, crazy family, but it's family.
And like true family, I can't wait to get the hell away from all of you.
You'll get your chance soon enough.
So I guess after this, we're gonna go our separate ways, huh? I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm gonna miss having a roommate.
Gonna miss being your imaginary friend.
So what is your plan?
For now, just keep running. They'll have activated a seer.
Seer? What's that?
A remote viewer.
Oh, wow. That does not sound very good.
It's not. But that's their playbook. And I have mine. I'm going to put as much distance as I can between myself and them. And then when I'm ready, I'm going after the people who did this to me. And I'm going to make them pay.
Hey, guys. There's something up ahead.
Lights. It's gotta be a town.
That's where we're headed. We should be ready for anything.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of season one. We've laughed, we've cried, we've almost been lobotomized together. I told you when we first met that this would be an unusual tale. So, what's the moral of the story? That's a good question. Well, I guess we all have voices in our heads, don't we? And sometimes it pays to listen. Wait a minute. I'm technically a voice in your head. You've been hearing me this entire time. Do you know anything about Project Aperture?
Carousel 7. Yellow Poppy.
You know, just as a precaution, you might want to keep an eye out for some suspicious cars outside or strangers following you or, you know, that kind of thing. You don't have to worry about it too much. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Everything will be fine. Yeah. Yeah. Totally fine. Okay. I'm going to shut up now.
Our time has come to an end, but your journey here is just beginning.
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Edwin Hodge as Stringer, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Angela Serafian as Penny. Additional performances by Arnold Chun, Blair Chandler, Jocelyn Ayana, Philip Anthony Rodriguez, Lauren Hallberg, Johnny Kostry, Sam Littlefield, Nikita Bogulubov, Preston Hillier, Jalen Moore. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeshore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neromia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas and Braden McCluskey. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor Andrew Pomeroy. Additional sound effects editor Eric Aaron. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yoko. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.